Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another week of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, soon to be 106.3 The Groove, and 92.5 Musica Urbana. I don't
Urbana.
Know if I'm allowed to say that.
It's Urbana.
But we're saying it.
Yes.
We're saying it. And soon to be Common Good Radio Show en Español.
Sí. Yeah. Correcto.
Yeah. So I'll have to brush up on my Spanish.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. But yeah. You're doing okay, man. Correcto mundo. Telemundo. No, it's Telemundo.
I got to practice on rolling the R's.
That's Telemundo, Sábado Gigante, all that good stuff.
Does it make me feel like I speak Spanish if I just make a Spanish accent?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Go for it.
Or it's racist, one or the other.
I don't care. Hey, like that girl. I'm
going to
put my shoe on.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to put my shoe on the wrong foot. I don't care.
That's good. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission if I did not give thanks to, you know, definitely a very loving father that's blessed me so very much, Andreas so very much, probably more than both of us deserve, and definitely with Dr. Rachel and John Spur, our guests here.
Yes.
There's some very blessed people that I feel blessed to be friends with. So the least I can do is thank God and put him first, because without him, none of this would be possible. I'm pretty sure of it. So let's start with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Dang, do we need it. As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll start with you in the hot seat first, Dr. Okay. Rachel.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I think you are. You seem like as spunky as ever today. So, yeah.
You got this.
Yeah.
You feel excited.
You're ready.
You're excited.
Okay. So I guess firstly, just to kind of set the stage for those who haven't caught Dr. Rachel at Inspired Life Center before, what is Inspired Life Center? What do you do?
We do chiropractic mainly, and we add as many things that we can to bring in whole wellness for the whole body, the whole family, the whole community.
Okay. And then, this first question, I think we'll both think it's funny, because, and probably even Andreas as well, I know I have a couple sons that are just constantly cracking their neck and cracking their fingers and knuckles and all, and like they'll have me crack their back, like pick them up and
people
squeeze them.
People do it in front of me during their new patient exam.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one can see my face right now. It's the shock.
It's not a
happy
face.
What are you doing in front of me?
Yeah, yeah. But and I know, particularly with my sons, you know, they're teenage boys. They don't know any better. They think, okay, that's all I need. You know, I'm good. I can crack my own neck. I can crack my own back. I'll, you know, this. They would never even think of the concept of getting chiropractic services. Like, you know, what's up with that notion? Dispel it, or correct, or maybe that's correct. Or can people just crack their own backs?
Do it yourself, chiropractic.
Is there DIY chiropractic available?
Well, so I'm looking at things. I'm like, you know, if you want to consider how much schooling and training we went to, you might want to leave it up to the experts for us to be in practice. So trained professional for your spinal health needs and all your joints. But when people come in, they're often really stiff because they haven't been taking care of themselves. And I find as they go through care, we're unwinding the nervous system tension, which is then unwinding the musculoskeletal system tension. And they're like, is it okay that like now I'm bending and stretching and I'm moving and my body's just cracking and releasing? And I'm like, I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That means
mm-hmm.
we are removing mm-hmm. all that stress, all that tension. The real issue is when people are cranking on their neck or their back. And oftentimes what's happening is they're releasing joints, the above and below actual stuck joints. And in the long run of that, it's going to cause some instability. It's going to cause arthritis in those actual stuck joints because you're not getting a specific adjustment to those joints. And then when you get a proper specific adjustment, it's not going to hold as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest thing.
Wow. So then if somebody is cracking their neck and doing all these things like cracking their fingers, then that is actually going to cause some problems in the future potentially?
It's a definite potential. When I say that stuck joint remains stuck and it becomes arthritic, those other joints become lax and they don't hold as well.
Okay. And then what would you, like, are there any tips that you would give the people out there that they could do right now to avoid that potential arthritis? I mean, of course, going to the chiropractor, do that as well. But is there anything that some that people can do to avoid getting to that point of having that arthritic bone or all those things?
It's your regular maintenance chiropractic care. Ultimately, to be healthy, you need regular chiropractic care, taking pressure off those joints and those nerves. People ask me this every day.
Yeah, I bet.
What can I do? Some guy came in, this is a couple years ago, and he's like, I've been trying to bend my foot like this on the floor, and I can't adjust my ankle like you do. And I'm like, yeah, that's that training. Mm-hmm. That's that school. So I'm sorry that I can't show you what to do at home for your at-home chiropractic care. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, in our office, people are in our office for a very short time. They're out and about 99% of the time. So I have them for this moment. I give them specific adjustments to help them, and we teach them exercises. We teach them stretches. We look at their lifestyle. We look at how they're sitting at work. Like, we try to teach them about proper physical, you know, to really eliminate the physical stresses that they have on a daily basis, the environmental stresses as best as we can, and then handling their emotional stresses. That's the at-home homework.
What would you say are like a few good exercises besides like bun busters? You know, I mean, that's a good one. But
just sitting here, no one can see me except the show, and just popping up and squeezing that butt.
What would you say are like maybe like one or two or three that are good for maybe like the neck and the back? That are some exercises that you would recommend?
Just going through regular ranges of motion. If you don't use it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. I asked a trainer one time, I'm like, how come people can't squat flat-footed if they have lower back problems? He's like, because they just stopped squatting. Like throughout childhood. John, your kid was squatting in the living room one time, flat-footed, and you're like, don't stop. And she's like, but it's starting to hurt. He's like, because you're already losing it. And I think she was like 11 at the time. So, I mean, it's just, we have to actively be working on it. Like, think of it as exercise. I don't know why I always have to use other things to explain chiropractic, but you don't just get to go to the gym or go on a run once.
Just like Jesus with his parables, you know?
You know what?
Yeah, that's how it works.
It's work.
The storytelling.
It's work.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, I'll kind of close with this idea as we go into break, is like, it seems like what you're saying, like cracking your fingers and your own neck and all those things that people do, it's almost like one of the bad habits, like sucking your thumb or, you know, biting your nails and stuff like that, that, you know, people don't realize are even a bad habit. But
my mom had to put disgusting stuff on my thumb.
Yeah.
That's why I have such a nice curved nose. I went like,
For sure. Well, cool. Well, that's Dr. Rachel we're talking with Inspired Life Center. She's next to her handsome husband, John Spurr, with Inspired Life Mortgage. We'll be talking with them about that and so much more after the break. I got a buddy named Andreas Ruiz, who I'd say is equally as handsome as John Spurr, who has a little something to tell you about.
Yeah, so this coming January, I'm going to be launching my third coaching academy. So if you're a person that is interested in becoming a life coach and getting clients and making money off of it and potentially make it a full-time gig like I did, I'd be more than happy to have you join us. If you would like more details on that, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, or you can check out my website at ibelieveinmyself.org for more information. Or you can also DM me on Facebook, Andres Ruiz. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with easily the most motivational man in Tucson. I don't think Tony Robbins has been in Tucson in a long time.
No, he hasn't. No. So. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, you too. Yeah, Andreas is here. Hey, bud.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
We got I believe in myself coaching. If you haven't checked it out yet, please do. I mean, this man is setting the world on fire, not only in just like coaching people and helping them reach their dreams, but man, you've been speaking to a lot of the kids lately, elders, adults, kind of like,
you really are
laying a foundation for people to kind of understand mental health in a way that they haven't in a while. So yeah, I just want to commend you, dude. My hat off to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep my hat on, but my hat off to you mentally.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. Sure. Mental health. And Rachel was talking about that, you know, about your emotional health. So important. So.
Yeah. It's all connected together. I mean, that's why I always love having Dr. Rachel on the show with us, because it's almost as if like she's using a lot of the same language we do, a lot of the same modality, kind of just someone explaining the same thing we explain from a different perspective. So I appreciate you in that, Dr. Rachel.
Thank you.
So let's pick up where we left off. Before we left, we were talking about kind of just the bad habits that people have over the years. And particularly, it seems like one of the main bad habits is not plugging into chiropractic services and, you know, and being able to have the miracles happen in your life through that. So I'm guessing you, Dr. Rachel, over the years, you've seen so many miracles, so many amazing kind of things happen in people's life because they got the necessary care. What's you know, a story over the years of, that kind of personifies that?
I'm going to share my rock star patient highlight.
I love rock star patients.
Yes, me too.
We will call her Marie. Nice. She wrote this up for me, so I'm going to bust through this a little bit because she's been with me since 2015. She was exposed to an unknown virus that affected her nervous system. I think she was in the Midwest just cleaning up some mouse droppings in an old farmhouse, and her initial symptoms were fever, body aches, you know, headache, runny nose, sore throat, like you're sick, right? And after that, she developed weekly migraines with aura, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, brain fog, fatigue, anxiety, depression. It just spiraled. Every day she would wake up with headaches throughout her sleep cycle. She would wake up with a morning headache, trouble processing visually, affecting her driving at night. She said she couldn't drive for more than 2 hours, affecting her memory. She saw a neurologist in 2014, did a sleep study to rule out seizures, normal brain activity, told to come back if the pain got worse, and he'd prescribe meds, which she doesn't, her body doesn't tolerate those. Not everyone can do that. And the end of 2014, it was increasingly harder to get up in the morning. Her alarm would go off for over an hour. She wouldn't even hear it. I met her January 2015. She was invited to one of our essential oil classes, and she stood in front of me like a zombie. Like, you couldn't, she was just dazed, and she's like, what about chiropractic care? Like, she couldn't even have a conversation. She started getting adjusted, and she said by May of 2015 she was down to like one migraine a month. Slowly her daily headaches faded away. And occasionally now, like I always say, we don't make you invincible, we're not perfect, but it's a lot better. She only has like a migraine that's triggered by food, stress, sleep issues, just over barometric changes, the world. I mean, this changed her life.
Absolutely.
And she went that medical route. They weren't able to do anything for her because it wasn't a medical problem. All those things came back normal.
So it sounds like there was like a lot in her body that was maybe, what is it, like stub? Is it like trauma stored in there or what is it?
That one, in particular, if those mouse droppings, was an environmental chemical stress that affected her.
Really?
What I talk about, it's the air you breathe. It's what you put on your skin and your laundry detergent. Everyone's can handle differently. You know, stresses, but eventually it will accumulate, and it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
In regards to like environment, what would you say are some things that you see on a regular basis that people, the environment is affecting their health in regards to?
It's chemicals, it's fragrance, it's medications. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in our carpet.
That's crazy.
I tell people regularly, and I mean, and when I say this, I think most of the time I'm talking to myself, you are what you consume.
Yes.
You know, and we were taught you are what you eat, which I think a lot of us kind of understand that premise at the root of it. But I try to take it around the corner even further. You are what you consume. Because it's
Do
not just what
take
you
a bath
eat or you
in
drink.
Diet Coke?
Yeah, exactly. Or even what you watch, what you listen to, the people you interact with, like all these things that you're consuming day in and day out. Like Andreas talks about the 10,000 thoughts your average person has
It's 50 to 70,000.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, and that's all consumption, every single day. So, we have to guard the gate in so many different ways.
Well, with her symptoms like that too, don't you think then that turned into an emotional thing? She can't make dinner for her family. She's not being able to do things for her children, her husband, she just cannot function in life. So now it turns into an emotional, it's that anxiety, depression.
And if you look at the bigger picture, I mean, you helped her. You potentially even like saved her life. But then think about that life with her family. Imagine that, just the effect that you had on not just her, but all the people in her family. That's amazing.
The people that she runs into on a daily basis.
And we talk about these extreme cases. What about the more incidental stuff, kind of the more kind of basic stuff of like, why chiropractic, and like the real why, you know, like the daily stuff that you do, the dumb stuff that, you know, that you wouldn't even consider to go see a chiropractor, but maybe you should.
Yeah. These are the dumb things I was asking my patients all morning. I'm like, what'd you do this week? And I mean, this guy came in, he's like, he's lacking employees. He owns a local bar, and so he's had to work. So now he's like, I have all these symptoms going on, and it's because I was carrying a keg, you know. Like, yeah. And, but my biggest fear is waking up and having a sneeze in the morning because it's such a violent act. Uh-huh. And it's like, I'm trying to swallow the sneeze because I'm like, it's 120 mile an hour hurricane coming out your face.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But like, my friend came up with some of these. I love them. She's like, you want to be lazy because you didn't get enough sleep over the weekend, so you stayed in bed longer, and now your hips hurt. Because you were laying there. Uh-huh. You want to be cool, so you do a jab cross 1-2 combo, but you over lunge and you twist your knee.
Uh-huh. That's
John
true.
Said, I went out to go sit in the hot tub last week, and I opened the hot tub lid, and it was cold because, well, the dogs switched the outlet thing, and the hot tub was off, so we slammed the hot tub lid down and twisted his knee. Mm-hmm. She's like, I got it from a chair, and I threw my back out. Like, these are the dumbest. You do nothing when you're planking in workout.
True stories,
and
man.
You want to check yourself out in the mirror, mm-hmm. so you tweak your neck.
There should be a book.
Somebody sent me a video of a kid on a TikTok, like, and he's standing there, and he whips his chest right and left to snap his back, and you hear this giant... And he goes, and he falls down.
So they should see you in that. Well, we have probably about 30 minutes. We have to jump out of here.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Not even 30 minutes. That'd be much longer. Yeah. How can people get a hold of you and plug in with you if they did any of these things that you just listed?
Tripping over your cat? Yeah. Okay. 520-390-2966. We can be found at inspiredlifecenter.net.
Nice. All right. Well, that's Dr. Rachel. You'll be hearing her giggling in the background the next couple segments. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. I need to work on my rolling my R's. But if you go to veteranrescuemission.org, you'll be able to find out more about the show as well as all the amazing work that we do in helping the unhoused population, particularly this past weekend. We camped out once again to connect resources with the unhoused population and got actually five guys back to our shelter that would be able to connect with housing along with the 300 that we've helped so far. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more information about that, as well as big thing we're asking for right now is a donation of vehicles. We have guys that have jobs but are taking the bus to get there, and the bus ain't going to be free for much longer. So go to veteranrescuemission.org to contact us to donate in any way possible, definitely for vehicles. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe Myself Coaching, and you'll get to hear us here momentarily. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We are highlighting the good in our community. People ask me regularly, like, what's your show about? When we highlight the good in the community, I don't know what that means to you, but you just listen. You'll figure it out. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with somebody who's very good at highlighting the good, Mr. Andreas Ruiz of I Believe Myself Coaching and Speaking.
Yes.
And Excellentness. Yeah. Is that the name? And we have here in studio with us, the first half of the show, we had Dr. Rachel. Now we have her magnificent husband, John Spurr. And John Spurr's here with his brilliant wife, Dr. Rachel. Thank you guys for being here with us. So you're a good backup to Dr. Rachel and her, you know, helping explain what is Inspired Life Center. And thankfully today she really knocked it out of the park. You really didn't need his help much at all. You were kind of superstar today. But you know, she explained to us what Inspired Life Center is, explained to us what Inspired Life Mortgage is, and explained to us how unique you are with naming stuff.
Oh, I'm not unique at all. I completely stole the name.
Yeah, okay.
There was purpose in it. Inspired Life and Mortgage are three of the most searched top 10 words in Google. And so when you cram them together, there was some thought process behind it. But no, I completely stole the name and threw mortgage on the end. I mean, perfect. I'll admit it. We're a mortgage broker, and it just makes us unique because we have more options than large banks or mortgage bankers have. We don't have a small box. I have up to 200 lenders that I can work with. So saying no is not something we do often. We just try to figure out how to take your unique situation and find a mortgage that fits your needs and get you into a home.
Yeah. And I wanted to play a little game today. I thought it was every time we, or the past few times we've had you come on, I'm me, John McClain, the appreciative homeowner that just bought a house with your help. And, you know, but let's act like I'm not a guy who owns more, you know, a couple properties, and I know the process, and I bought a home. I'm just John Q. Public. I've never been through this process before, and I really don't know what's what. I don't even know what to ask, but I got a laundry list of questions here that I grabbed from Google, and I'm gonna spit fire at you. I'm gonna throw these questions punches in bunches.
So you're what I'm saying is my segment of the show came from Google.
Yes, exactly. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Great.
Because I like to suspect your average customer is like the Google questions, where they just like they've never been down this road before, and they don't even know what to ask. So some of these questions.
Those are my clients.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask questions that may not even make sense, because I want it, that's how genuine and authentic I wanted this segment to be.
Perfect. Let's go.
So the first question is, what will my mortgage rate be?
What would you like it to be?
Okay.
I mean, and that actually isn't too far from what I tell people when they ask what's my rate mm-hmm. going to be. Your rate is determined by multiple factors. What type of loan you're doing. What is your credit score? How much money are you putting down? Can you prove your income? So on and so forth. Mm-hmm. The good news is, in the last week, rates have dropped the most in 1 week that they have in the last 40 years. Now, don't get excited. We're not back at 2% by any stretch of the imagination. But we're in the high fives, low sixes, and not the mid sevens.
Mm-hmm.
So, but your interest rate is going to be determined by a lot of different factors. And what we do is hunt with the multiple lenders we have available to figure out what rate is going to suit your unique needs for your financing.
Mm. And how do you calculate the payment?
How do we calculate payment? Mm. So mortgage payments are actually what's called in arrears, meaning you live in the house for 30 days and then you pay for the interest. Now, they do this on purpose. They're not dumb. Now you're paying interest on interest. He also front loads the mortgage to where the first half of the mortgage is all interest, and then you're paying principal.
Mm-hmm.
But your payment is going to consist of your principal, interest, the taxes for your property, the insurance for your property. And if you put less than 20% down, your payment's going to include what's called mortgage insurance. And that's just guaranteeing the individual that buys your mortgage that if you default, they're going to at least get the other 10% that wasn't put down to get it to the 80% loan to value.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then in regards to that insurance, is that insurance going to be on the mortgage for the rest of the time, or how does that work? Is there any way that you can get rid of it? Or
so mortgage insurance on an FHA loan is there for the life of the loan.
Okay.
Mortgage insurance on a conventional transaction, there is a process where you can apply to get it removed. Rarely do they do it, especially if you're making your payments on time. If you're making your payments on time, it's free money, so why would they remove it?
Mm-hmm.
But the easiest way to remove mortgage insurance would to do a refinance.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
And that's a good segue to my next question, which was, what is a mortgage refinance? And I asked this question just because I think we kind of touch on it in the past, how like people can, you know, you can get the loan, you're at the rate you're at now, but you can refinance later once the rates go down. Like, what is even this premise of refinancing?
Yeah, we've mentioned before, you marry the house and you date the rate, and it seems funny, but for people that have had mortgages and refinance, they understand what we're saying. There's multiple reasons to refinance your mortgage, but you're essentially taking your current principal balance and you're doing a new mortgage loan. You can take cash out. That would be a reason to do it. Get some of the equity of your property out and do repairs to the home, updates, or pay off bills.
Mm-hmm.
2020 and 2021 was the biggest refinance market we've ever seen, and people were just refinancing for a lower rate. They just continued to refi and get a lower rate, lowers your monthly payment. I work with a lot of financial planners and work with their clients, and we do a refinance for cash flow purposes.
Mm.
They want the monthly payment to be X, and they want to pay off the home by the time they're 65. Maybe that's a 13-year mortgage. So we refinance them into a 13-year mortgage so that their home is paid off the day they retire.
Mm.
So there's many reasons to refi. It's just, what is your reason? And again, we look at it to fit it into your unique situation.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just, I know we're going to go into a commercial break, but I just want to leave this like a cliffhanger. But let's say that, for example, like myself, I got my house. It was $100,000 when I got it, and right now I owe about $90,000. But right now it's worth $250,000. And would you think that that would be like a smart move to refinance? And so that's just a question for you to think about. And then when we get back from the commercial break, maybe you can give some pointers or maybe some tips.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Or maybe you have a new client on your hands and Andreas over here.
Hey, I'd be happy.
I've been trying to like nudge him on it for a while, just you know, doing something with that equity that he has, because that's certainly has, you know, as he pointed out, he's a lot of equity left. But yeah, cliffhanger, you guys listening, you have to wait. You don't get all the goods. You're going to have to wait 3 minutes so you get that good stuff. So go to the bathroom, go get yourself a snack, and when you come back, we may let you have the goods. Yeah. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out all the cool stuff that we do. And yeah, if you're lucky, we'll let you hang out with us for another 13, 14 minutes.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your host, Andres Ruiz, here with the pastor, Jonathan Lee McClain. And we also have the great John Spurr from Inspired Life Mortgage, who was dropping some knowledge in the last segment. Yeah. And we kind of left like a little cliffhanger. We talked about refinancing, and I kind of mentioned to him a little bit about my situation. And, you know, I've thought about potentially refinancing, and I asked him if there's equity there, like what are the options? What can somebody do in regards to that?
Well, the first thing I would do is if you were calling in, I'd ask you to send me a copy of your mortgage statement. Your mortgage statement is going to give me 90% of the information I need to put a plan together. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I would look at how long you've been in the home, how long you've been on that mortgage. One thing I don't like doing is going backwards. If you've been in the mortgage for 30 years and you've made 10 years worth of payments, we're going to look at 20-year options. I'm not going to look at 30-year options because you just threw those last 10 years of payments out the window. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at your rate. Is today's rate higher than the rate you have? Then mm-hmm. It may not make sense to touch that rate. It may make more sense to do a home equity line of credit, which is a second mortgage on your house, and it gives you the opportunity to access the equity in the home without changing that great rate you have on your first mortgage. But the first step is to take a look at that mortgage statement. And something that I encourage people to do every year is do a mortgage checkup. And all you got to do is send me a copy of your mortgage statement. I take a look at it. If you're in great shape, I tell you you're in great shape. If I see things that might be wrong, like maybe your impound account is short, which would make your payment go up unexpectedly, we talk about that and how to fix that.
Tell me about the HELOC. You talked about that a little bit right now, but I've also looked into that, and you know, I YouTube, so I checked it out.
Good old YouTube.
Yeah, good old YouTube.
That's how I learned how to do chiropractic services.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited because hopefully by next month my YouTube channel will be up and running, and there's going to be a lot of great stuff on
Heck
there.
Yeah.
You'll have fun.
I'll subscribe.
But a HELOC is essentially a credit card on your house. It's a giant credit card on your house. So if you have $120,000 worth of equity, we could probably tap $90,000 of that. But it has a much lower rate than a credit card. With the Fed raising rates, credit cards are 16, 18, 22%. HELOCs for well-qualified borrowers are going to be 7.25%.
Okay.
7.5%. That's really cheap money in today's market.
Mm-hmm.
And it works just like a credit card. You use it, you pay it back. You use it, you pay it back. And you do that for 10 years.
Okay.
At the end of the 10-year period, it goes into a 20-year repay. Sometime in that first 10 years, if you have a balance on it and rates drop, I'm going to call you up and say, hey, let's combine your first and second, get a nice low payment with this nice new low rate. But in the meantime, you have access to that equity until rates come back down again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then with that, let's say, you know, somebody maybe wants to do some investing, maybe getting a second mortgage. Like, what are your thoughts about, like, what kind of advice would you give somebody that gets that HELOC and says, you know what, I want to potentially buy another house that maybe I could rent it out or do something with that?
So there's no restrictions on what you can do with the money from the HELOC other than illegal activities.
Yeah.
But
man, rules that one out, Andreas.
Yeah, there you go. Wait, just throw that whole idea out the window we're talking about earlier.
Baby
right?
with the bathwater.
You know, I am never going to tell people not to invest in real estate. I believe in investing in real estate, and a HELOC is a very good way to tap the equity in your property, have to use as a down payment for our second home or investment property, or to buy a small property free and clear, VRBO it and rent it. But we need to make sure that we look at your entire financial picture, and that is something smart to do, because one thing we always say is we're inspiring responsible homeownership. And if it's not responsible for you to take the equity out of your house to go buy another one because you've got $90,000 for the credit card debt, I'm going to say, hey, let's pay off the credit card debt first. Then let's work on making a property investment.
How's your credit card debt, Andreas?
Nice. No, it's...
It's all right? Okay, all good. Right. If we get a thumbs up here.
I mean, that's just really one of those awkward questions to ask on the air, right?
Yeah,
so
it really is. Thanks a lot, man.
We're like brothers. You know,
I
feel that close to you.
That's going to be the name of the show. I don't care.
I don't care.
That's good. That's awesome. I love
off,
it.
Off
See, this
rails.
Is what we do for a living,
right,
here, people.
I know. Yeah.
So, stuff. Going back to the you know, the witless me that really doesn't know kind of how this process works. What's an ideal credit score that I want to have or try to get up to before I start looking at purchasing a house?
You know, if you are 740 or higher, you're going to have all of the best products and the most competitive rates available for you. You'll notice I never say best rate. I can never guarantee the best rate because there's always going to be somebody out there that wants to undercut me because they want my business. So you're always going to hear me say competitive rate, the rate that meets your unique financing needs. But a 740 score is going to put you in that category where you're going to be able to get what you want.
I won't ask you your credit score on air, Andreas. You're good.
hopefully it's three digits and not two. No, I'm just kidding. Anything over 700 is going to be considered good. 680 is okay. When you start getting below 680, you start seeing what they call loan level pricing adjustments. It's a fancy word for we're charging you for your bad credit score. And as that score goes down, those LLPAs get very big. I priced a loan for somebody today, and their loan level pricing adjustments were 4.5%. I mean, that's 4.5% of the loan amount. And they had a bad credit score. It was not good. It was below 600. So the credit score absolutely affects the rate you're going to get and how much you're going to pay for that rate.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And like you're talking about like the rates and all this stuff. And I know that a lot of people have been talking about, cause I have some friends that they're talking about how, you know what, I want to have an apartment for now. And then when the prices go down, that's when I'm going to buy the house. And I hear this a lot from a lot of people that are talking about this. And what advice would you give to people who are renting? And I've told them, you know, you're probably just throwing money in the trash, but they're like, no, I'm just waiting for that perfect house for the money to go down, and then I'm going to buy the house. What kind of advice would you give those people?
This is my favorite question. When you rent, your interest rate is 100%.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about it like that.
So,
yeah. Good.
Five and a half, 6% is significantly less than 100%.
Dang,
if you are renting and you have a good credit score and you have a down payment right now, and any time going forward is the best time to buy a house because you are paying somebody else's mortgage. You're paying 100% interest. You are wasting your money. If you have the down payment, you have the credit score, and you're ready to buy a house, go buy a house. The rate doesn't matter. The rate is not the important part. It's never been the important part. I know people that bought houses last year. They paid over $100,000 over market value, and they got a 2% rate. Somebody this year is buying that same house. The normal price is 7% and their payment is less. The rate doesn't matter. Are you ready? Okay. Can you afford it? Go buy a house.
And in the same vein as that question, because I was speaking with somebody today that has a daughter who is in her young to mid 20s. She's a teacher. Her and her friend just got an apartment together, Dr. J. They're both teachers, and they're both kind of renting to get an apartment together so they can get a nice little luxury apartment so they can both have master suites. But I'm just like, why doesn't your daughter just buy a house? And I hear this a lot. She's like, well, she doesn't want to have to deal with the upkeep costs, and she doesn't want to have to take the garbage out to the curb, you know, these little things like that, the little nuisances of being homeowner. What do you say to somebody in that situation that's like, okay, yeah, maybe it's 100% interest, but I don't have to, I can just call a maintenance man when a light bulb or when a light breaks or a doorknob breaks. What do you say to that person?
Buy a condo. Look, all that stuff is in there. know, you have to take care of your water heater and AC unit, but otherwise, all the exterior building maintenance is done, the landscaping is done, and the taking the trash to the curb excuse, I mean, what do you do when your apartment just live in filth? Like, taking your trash out when you live in an apartment. So, you know, it's buy a condo. All of that maintenance stuff is included with the exception of your heater, your air conditioner, and your water heater. You know, you can continue
that,
to...
Well, no.
There were words that were coming out that I can't say in the air.
I'll say those words.
I just had to stop for a second. This one drives me nuts. If you, again, have the down payment and you have the credit, look into buying a home. You are wasting money renting. I don't care what interest rates are. I don't care how expensive homes are. So maybe you're not buying your dream home. We are in a market that when I bought my first home, I had to buy a starter home and I sold it and I bought another one and I sold it and I bought another one and I kept moving up until we have the house we have that I don't think we're ever going to leave.
Yeah, I bet it's really nice. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I bet Dr. Rachel and John have a really nice house. I can't wait to see it.
But the front yard looks like a war zone because I'm in the middle of redoing. There's rebar and flags everywhere. I mean, the inside of the house is great. The front yard looks like we live in a destitute, horrible...
We're like the
hillbillies secrets of the neighborhood.
Nice. So let's go ahead and let's let our listeners know how they can get a hold of John Spurr and Inspired Life Mortgage, so they can kind of get started today. Stop paying rent.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to stop paying rent, you can reach me at 520-247-3610, by email at john@inspiredlifemortgage.com, and that's mortgage with two G's, not the way people spell it with one.
Yeah, it's a lot easier that way.
Or inspiredlifemortgage.com.
Is that how I spelled it? Is that what you're picking at?
You've never misspelled mortgage.
Oh, okay, good. Well, good.
Wow.
Thankfully, good job, I know to use John. Spell check.
First time.
Yeah, I misspell everything. So,
I spell so bad that spell check can't even figure out what I'm saying.
That's definitely me. Where, like, I'll call my wife at work and be like, how do you spell encyclopedia again?
I cannot spell that right now.
Yeah, for sure. I won't make it. Don't worry. Yeah, I already made you tell me about your credit information.
Stop it.
I can't help but putting you in the spot. It's so fun. Yeah, that's what you do with people you love.
Yes.
So, well, thanks for joining us, guys. You guys are like, you know, couple friends. So whenever you guys are in studio, I almost feel sad that I don't have Candace here. I'm sure she'd love being here as well.
Bring her next time.
Yeah. Yeah, she would love to get away from work for it, just like you guys do. So, thanks once again. That's John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage and Dr. Rachel with Inspired Life Center. If you forget, just think of Inspired Life. I'm Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Venn and Rescue Mission. I'm also here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself, I'm coaching here and speaking.
Hola.
We'll see you next week, and Full Effect.